A formal apology is coming from the government for the wrongs committed during the Dawn raids of the 1970s. The raids were carried out to uncover and deport overstayers, and they took place very early in the morning or late at night. The government's acknowledged that they were severe, with demeaning verbal and physical treatment. The apology will take place at the Auckland Town Hall on June the 26th. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern described the police raids and spot checks as targeted and dehumanising, which created deep wounds.
To this day, Pacific communities face prejudices and stereotypes established during and perpetuated by the Dawn raid period. An apology can never reverse what happened or undo the decades of disadvantage experienced as a result, but it can contribute to healing for Pacific peoples in Aotearoa.
Here's archival audio of David Longhi explaining the government's position, and this audio is courtesy of NZ On Screen Dawn Raids documentary.
The reality is that when this economy was booming, for the sake of money, we waived the law. Now that we are experiencing a net migration loss, we are deciding to enforce it.
Minister for Pacific Peoples, Opito William Seo, was at this afternoon's announcement and became visibly emotional. He spoke of the ripple effects the Dawn raids continue to have in the Pacific community, drawing on his own family's experiences.
The memories are etched in my memory of my father being helpless. We bought the home about 2 years prior to that. And to have somebody knocking at the door in the early hours of the morning with a flashlight in your face, disrespecting the owner of the home, with an Alsatian dog frothing at the mouth in that door and wanting to come in without any respect for the people living in there, is quite traumatized. I've asked my families on Sunday, what memories do they have? I've had sisters said, oh my goodness, I never even want to think about that. That's just my family. That's replicated across the Pacific communities.
The minister says the Pacific community were invited to come to New Zealand to fill the labour workforce, and the Dawn raids broke their trust in the system.
So we were coming to aid a country when they needed us, and then when that friend or country felt that they no longer needed us, they turned on us. Trust was broken. And what this apology is about, first and foremost, is restoring trust, building confidence in the next generation. I do not want my children or any of my nieces and nephews to be shackled by that pain and to be angry about it. I need them to move forward and look to the future as peoples of Aotearoa.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the government can't change history, but it can acknowledge what happened. She said any apology would be felt deeply by members of her own cabinet.
One thing that's really stood out to me is that amongst our Pacific members in our caucus, almost all of them have a story from their parents' generation and have spoken to how meaningful this will be. And it's a very emotional thing when they talk about the impact that it had. So it may feel like it was a long time ago, but it runs deep and it runs long, and I think we need to acknowledge that.
The government will formally apologise at a commemoration event in the Auckland Town Hall on the 26th of June. Dr. Melanie Anai is a foundation member of the Polynesian Panthers, just a teenager at the time.
I think the major effect of the apology is that it'll be honouring the voices of those who were traumatised by the injustice of the government's actions during the Dawn raids and ensuring that the terror of the Dawn raids will never happen again. So the apology and what the Polynesian Panthers are calling for holds the future of race relations in Aotearoa and will lead the way for the rest of the world, and we believe firmly in that. But in terms of the amnesty and the call for that, to us, the major work that needs to be done is in the education arena. One of our platforms was Educate to Liberate, and that's where we think the answer lies in terms of not allowing that terrorism that of the Dawn raids to happen again. We need to change the way we think about the world and each other and our relationships. And we think that what we are calling for will benefit the New Zealand of the future rather than just compensate for a finite number of cases.
And Dr. Anai says the apology needs to address the intergenerational trauma that the Dawn raids caused.
We have been doing road trips up and down North and South Island, and we are continually being listening to the horror and the trauma of the Dawn raids. We have students who are crying. We have parents who come in and tell us the story. Just the other week, a Tongan gentleman told me that he had not even been able to tell his own wife about the trauma he received as a 20-year-old when his auntie's house got Dawn raided. So this is why they need to apologise. It has caused internalised racism, where the stereotypes of types of overstaying and the racist jaunt, accusations of coconuts go home, that is why the apology is needed. We have to stop that from ever happening again.
And she says the trauma cannot be erased.
It's intergenerational, and it will always be in the memories and ways of behaving and ways of believing in who you are in terms of identity. The trauma is everlasting. It will never go away. It's like a festering sore. And that's what it feels like to have this historical terrorism happen. It just pops up everywhere and it never goes away. And it's there in the statistics, in the terms of systemic racism that goes on. The Dawn raids have a big part to play in why we have those negative statistics. So I think education is the key. That is why our parents migrated to New Zealand, for a better education and a better life. And that hasn't changed, even though other, things have gotten in the way. But the Panthers are adamant in the call for an education which is liberating.
Dr. Anai says, although the apology comes 50 years after the Dawn raids began, it will help healing begin.
We want action, not words. So we need to see what the government has in store for us in terms of the detail that was referred to when it's announced on the 26th. We're hoping it would be next week during our 50th anniversary, of course, but we are so happy that it has been announced, and we think about all those people who have been harmed physically and psychologically and spiritually by the terror of the Dawn raids. And my heart goes out to their families in terms of what they have lived through and what they've experienced. And so I think in my heart of hearts, it's a happy day, but I'll be happier when the rest of the package comes to fruition that we put forward to the government.
That's Dr. Melanie Anai, a foundation member of the Polynesian Panthers.